Okay, this is very big. I know she loves you. She kind of likes me, but she really likes you. She likes TV personalities. She claims to be a coach, or at least a former coach. I got to tell you up front, though, she was never my coach.
Okay.
She claims that we had this weird relationship in high school when she was my swim coach. Well, I didn't swim competitively in high school, so she couldn't have been my swim coach.
So many disclaimers leading into this segment.
Against that backdrop, let's open the door and bring in Marge, the swim coach.
Hey, hi, George.
Hey,
hi, non-George. Oh, my goodness. Be still my heart.
Yeah.
It's not just any non-George. It's that golden-throated, Buddha-bellied Hawkeye, Michael Adolf Ducey. Oh, my goodness.
Well, hello, Marge.
Michael, oh, you are a specimen of a man, aren't you?
Well, thank you.
You know, sometimes they play your program on the TVs at the shelter, and when I first saw you, I fell in love instantly.
Is that right?
Instantly.
Oh, how sweet.
Oh, more than once you've made the lining of my Depends moist.
Oh, my gosh. Marge, please don't.
Don't get cocky, Mike. It's not from arousal, but from a leaky urethra that just won't cooperate.
Oh, my gosh, Marge.
Oh, boy.
Way too much.
Way
Mike,
too
I don't know if you're looking for a little extracurricular fun, but I have someone in mind. Let's just say she smells like river mud and gets around in a chair but has a heart of gold.
Oh.
Heart of gold, it would make an excellent and compliant lover.
Compliant?
There's an offer there, Mike.
I tell you, I hope you've been keeping up with your steady diet of little blue pills. Keeping that baby carrot of yours in full working order.
Gosh.
Because Marge over here set her status to bend me in the shape of a pretzel and show me who's boss.
Oh, gosh, Marge.
I tell you. Oh, George, look at George getting jealous over here.
I'm not getting
George,
jealous.
George, come on, calm down. You're the only guy that could give Mike a run for his money. Both you guys.
I don't want to give Mike a run for his money.
I tell you, Mike, I don't know, but if you know this, but George and I have somewhat of a long history.
We've heard the story.
We don't.
I don't know if you know the backstory, Mike, but.
Please tell me.
George was my star pupil in a high school swim class.
No. Swim class? We weren't even a team?
And we formed an elite swim club that tried out for the Olympics, and we made it! No, we made the Olympics!
No.
We were going to represent the union in the big-time Olympics, and the night before we were about to beat the Russians to win gold and endorse Disneyland, you know what George did? What did
he do?
This ought to be good.
He did the thing he always refused to do with me after a few drinks.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
He pulled out.
Oh.
He wouldn't compete in the Olympics. He quit the team to date a chick from a competing high school. A girl who didn't mind all the head-pushing and iffy scientific claims about the dangers of blue balls that Job was always preaching in the day.
I didn't know you or this fictitious woman you're talking about.
He also focused his sports efforts into racing his Ford Fairmont in the Indy 500.
Okay, now we know this is fiction.
It was a fool's errand! But George and I had a torrid love affair.
No, he didn't.
It was wrong then and wrong now. Well, but it was less wrong then than it is wrong now.
It's all relative.
Plus, the power imbalance was on my end. I was only 5'2 and 100 pounds. Soaking wet, which I was often.
Ah, jeez.
George was 6'3 and 200 pounds, and most of that was that swim trunk Johnson he had tucked in his speedos.
Would you stop it?
But he had a temper, Mike.
George had a temper.
I did have a temper.
One time he pushed me off the school building for embarrassing him in front of his friends. He wouldn't forgive me, no matter how many times I told him I was sorry for using the salad fork for dinner. At the casual dining restaurant he took me to celebrate our one-month anniversary of the first Lewinsky, forced me into giving him in the back of a thrift store, but...
The back of a thrift store?
But as I hit the ground, I understood his point.
Oh, my gosh.
Of course, it condemned me to a life in the chair, which is pretty comfortable.
Not
complaining.
That's staying positive
here.
That's not how she got in the chair.
I just came by to put in a request, George.
Okay.
Please.
What?
Can I come live with you at your exclusive manor?
I don't think so.
Come on, George.
I just think that's weird.
Please lower the drawbridge and let this lady across.
We don't have a drawbridge, but I think that would be uncomfortable.
Please, can I come live in at least your compost heap? It's not asking too much, is it?
I don't think I have one of those, but no, Marge.
Anywho, I've got a skedaddle.
Okay.
I've got to get this cyst drained while the free clinic is still open.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Yeah, coffee can of pus and a few hours of relief is all I'm looking for.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
Aren't we all?
Got to hurry before the growth fills up again.
Okay, there she goes.
Marge!
There goes Marge. The alleged.
Hi, Marge.
Coach. Marge. 848, she was just showing off for you today. She was
does it for me every time.
Rare form.